Welcome back to session 25. Today's session is called Creating a Harmonious Space. Feng Shui expert Lillian Tu tells us, the most important thing to understand is that Feng Shui is really about the energy that's surrounding you in your personal space. So today we focus on your environment, because sometimes we're so wrapped up in how our body feels that we forget how important our surroundings are. As our opening quote explains, the energy that surrounds us in our personal space interacts with our own personal energy levels. Fatigue and pain-related illness usually means we spend much of our time inside, and it is therefore important to make sure the space in which we are healing supports that process. To create a harmonious space for your recovery, there are a few different boxes to tick. They are freeing our space physically and emotionally to create harmony, honour and appreciate the things we have, reducing exposure to electromagnetic fields. All of these things create a feeling that affects our energy. While we are struggling at not having enough energy, it makes sense to look at what we can do to optimise our energy store. We are all like walking transmitters. Our body senses good and bad environments. If you have ever bought a property or been house hunting, you know that you've probably decided whether a place felt right or not. How do we explain that sense that we all have? It's difficult, isn't it? Yet we all have it. It's our sixth sense. Some of us will be living in environments that actually make our physical symptoms worse. There are invisible electrical fields to which we are exposed that can negatively affect us when our immune systems are in a weakened state. So, let's take a look at the ways you can reduce any impediment to your recovery. In their book, Power Watch, Alistair and Jean Phillips assert, "We believe that there is now plenty of evidence that continuous exposure to electromagnetic fields in our living environment can sometimes cause serious health effects." So, what are EMFs? EMFs, or electromagnetic fields, are produced by all electrical systems and the items plugged into them. There are two components to EMFs. Firstly, the electric field, which is always there even if the electrical item is switched off. And secondly, the magnetic field, which is produced when the item is switched on. There has been much research into the effects of EMFs on the human body, because we have only been surrounded by them for less than 100 years, and this is a very short space of time in terms of evolution. The fact that we all have telephones, TVs, DVD players, laptops, gaming devices, microwave ovens, mobile phones, the list goes on. Dr. Ian Gibson, MP, Science and Technology Committee, former chair, House of Commons, warns us, "These much-loved electrical goods produce electromagnetic fields that swirl around us invisibly every day, wrapping us in vibrating electrical frequencies that are far higher than those naturally emitted by the Earth. If the body is in a low state, you have less resilience to cope with these frequencies." So you can see how being in a home, or particularly in an office environment with multiple electrical gadgets and machinery, can have a debilitating effect on you. Elaine remembers discovering this and realising her home was making her feel worse. She says, "When my health was declining, I used to get a juddery feeling when I was in my office. It was usually after I'd been there a few hours. In the early days when I was well, and truly in the denial phase, I would just keep going, even though I felt horrible, and eventually I would stop only when I felt sick or had a blinding headache. My office was a small room just below my bedroom. It contained a fax machine, a telephone, broadband connection, and a computer that were left on day and night. When I made my decision to recover, I had the office stripped out of the house and had it converted to a bedroom. Our bedroom also became a technology-free zone with no telephone or TV. The space began to feel calmer, and eventually when we put the house on the market, the first person who viewed it bought it. They commented on the lovely calm feeling the house had. I learned that avoiding EMFs means that there is one less thing for the body to deal with. Eventually, we moved from this house, which was right next to a railway line, and I moved to live by the sea. This definitely had an amazing effect on my recovery. The railway lines would have been emitting strong voltage, and in my weakened state, I believe this halted my recovery. When you watch the video that accompanies this session, you will get to see the way these fields are measured, and even though we can't see them, you can hear the amount of interference they give out in our homes. These fields can be measured with meters during a home health survey, and solutions found to get the lowest readings possible for you. There are many healthy home experts in this field who can help you with that. EMFs are a fact of life, and in the wellbeing exercises today, we have included a check for you so that you can assess how much exposure you already have. There are a list of really effective things you can do to reduce exposure. As you recover and grow stronger, you will be able to handle more of them without the side effects. To this day, I monitor and limit computer exposure and have protective devices on our phones and the computers we use. Some of the symptoms reported from the use of devices are nausea, fatigue, reduced concentration, tiredness, headaches, blurred vision, muscle weakness. When we travel by plane or visit a hospital, we are instructed to turn off our mobile phone and laptop computer because of the danger of interference that affects the normal functioning of sensitive instruments and electronic equipment. This same interference can affect humans, since our biological activity is the most highly sophisticated and sensitive of all instruments. When someone is already sensitive and with a compromised system, you can see why we feel worse very quickly when using technical equipment, but we know in today's society, it's not always easy to avoid using them. So what can we do about it? As sensitives themselves, the founders of the recovery pathway have to use computers while developing and delivering this program. So we had to find a way to reduce the effects of using technology. So we invested in a fantastic product called a CompuShield and a phone shield for our mobiles. The Quartz phone shield has been scientifically designed to reduce the harmful side effects of radiation from mobiles, computers, and cordless phones. These kind of protective shields can make a big difference. The computer didn't make me feel tired and prone to headaches as it used to when I was on it for quite a while. Every little helps. You can find out more about them yourself by visiting www.phoneshield.co.uk. Another much-used support are natural crystals. You can use them around your PC or around your home. They look beautiful, and people report so many amazing benefits. Crystals have different properties like rose quartz and amethyst, and can help you feel more grounded and calm. You can find out more about the healing power of crystals through books, holistic therapies, or online websites. There are three other considerations to creating a harmonious space that are a must-do to enhance your healing environment. Number one, having a clean and fresh space. In an earlier session, we looked at the importance of clearing clutter from your space. Just looking at the picture of a cluttered room can affect your stress levels. The art of feng shui is about surrounding ourselves with good energy, energy that can flow. When our homes become cluttered, we literally block the flow of energy in our lives, which adversely affects our well-being. If you doubt this, just ask someone to help you clear an area of your home. You can start with one small drawer. Even if you did a little bit at a time, eventually it would get done. It is good to set small goals for yourself. It helps you to take the focus off the body and you will feel a sense of achievement. How does it affect you? I'm amazed how confused and uptight I feel when my space needs to be decluttered. It's not a one-time operation. With the amount of stuff we tend to accumulate in our lives, it's important to regularly free up space in our homes so we can free up space in our minds. The old saying, cleanliness is next to godliness, has a point. A clean and free living space generates a feeling of peace because we are more in touch with our spiritual side. Number two, address intentions with the people who share our space. In recovery, we can all make nutritional changes, lifestyle changes, pace ourselves, clear our clutter, and change our career. But if there is a difficult relationship that needs to be sorted out, it will literally drain any ounce of energy you have. You must sort it out. Sadly, over the years, we've heard from people who call or email explaining they have been ill for 10, 15, or 20 years. They admit that they have awful relationship problems that they are not willing or simply don't know how to address. So, illness persists while many seek a cure. It is common for people to stay in destructive relationships with partners or family members rather than face the changes that need to happen if they're going to get well. Although love and forgiveness are essential for us to feel harmonious, eliminating spending time with any negative or aggressive people is essential. Recovery involves us facing up to those issues. Do everything you can to create a safe space at home and protect your spirit. There are some really helpful webinars on addressing difficult relationships in your webinar library. The third one is such an important one. Honor and appreciate the things you have. What is it for you? Fresh flowers? If so, which type? Is it a collection of lovely crystals? Is it pictures of you in a football team or medals you won way back when? It's important to have things around us that uplift us and make us smile. Your photos, books, pictures of landscapes or people, they tell the world about you. Your likes and dislikes, your passions and pleasures, they show what's important to you and they show the fun side of you. When I interviewed Lucy London, the lovely lady who recovered by upping sticks and going abroad, I was taken by how beautifully she had arranged her rooms. They were calm and beautiful spaces. She had beautiful items that she collected on her travels or gifts that she treasured. It was not that they were all expensive items, but rather they were arranged with love, and each one had a special memory for her. The house sparkled with light, and on the wall she had mounted a beautiful kimono. This is a lady who has been so ill she could barely wash herself, transformed into a picture of well-being, and she nurtures her energy by creating her own harmonious space. Just scan the room you're sitting in. Tap into how you feel in this room. Your body will tell you quickly what you feel. What word would you use to describe how you feel in it? In our top tips this week, we add more lovely ways of nurturing yourself and the space you live in. This week, notice if you're expecting too much of yourself. To create peace of mind inside our physical body, we will have to learn the art of doing our best, then letting go. This little quote really helps us to see the damage we can do when we're not at peace with our achievements. Remember, perfectionism is self-abuse of the highest order. Anne Wilson Schaaf. How about your body? What kind of body treatment would you love to experience? Sacral cranial treatment with an osteopath? Reiki? Healing or massage? There are many training centres where practitioners will offer a free taster treatment, sometimes for a donation or low fee. If money is not an issue, it's hugely beneficial to have one of these treatments regularly to help the body get back into a healing state. Book a hands-on treatment this week. And to tap into your creative spirit, remember at school when you made things out of bits of cardboard with glue and stuff. Watch children coming out of a nursery and see how excited they are about the things they have made. Recently, the Christus Effect were exhibiting at a wellbeing event. Elaine recalls, Kelly and I needed to make a display, and we sat together chatting while we cut out lots of cardboard butterflies. It was a really lovely way to get engrossed and switch the logic side of the brain off and get creative. Make a collage this week. Do you have lots of great photos that you could stick onto card creatively? Or help a child make something? It works because it taps into the childlike part of us, which is our true nature. Post a photo of your artwork on Facebook forum page. And remember, we have a creative group you can join too. In recovery and beyond, your home needs to become your sanctuary, because the best state for healing and wellness is peace. If you don't feel like that right now, our well-being exercises will help you take the steps towards feeling just that. As Johann Wolfgang von Goethe reminds us, he is the happiest, be he king or peasant, who finds peace in his home. Enjoy creating your harmonious space, and I will be with you next time.